matchless grace.
Y'all come on up here and make yourself at home.
Yeah.
These may join in with you. I don't know.
All right, we'll get a little bit of banjo, guitar, and fiddle going on. This is their first time playing for anybody.
It'll be good.
So have a little grace if they get nervous. The fingers don't do what they want them to do and all that good stuff that goes with it.
That's okay.
And
they'll be fine.
I've just encouraged them to just be, they're doing it for the Lord. Just be a minister to somebody's heart. You know, it's not about hitting everything just right or being the best professional or anything.
Whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly.
Okay. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah already.
Brother Eddie, years ago, I heard a preacher say one time, he says, if your foot gets to tapping before your heart, he says, it's not of the Lord. I said, well, I don't know how that's possible with a banjo. We're going to throw a banjo out of music. I don't think this is happening.
Here, do some air, Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir. The oldest is my daughter, Annabelle, and she's got banjo there, obviously. And behind her is my second, Josiah. He's 13, she's 15. And then Elisha over here is... What are you, 10?
11.
11. And so the older two have been playing quite a bit longer than him. So they've got a little bit more experience and stuff. But and I said a bad thing. When they started playing these instruments, you know, they wanted me to play the bass, wanted me to play the bass. And I said, I'm not learning the bass until you all get good, because a bass by itself is just no fun. You know, you can't do much with the bass by itself. I said, so if y'all get good enough, we can go somewhere, like the nursing home and things like that, and minister. I said, the dad will learn the bass. Well, about last year, middle of the year, they got good enough they could go and play. And they said, Dad, you learning the bass? So I got a bass not too long ago, and I'm starting to try to muster my way through to play with them. But pray the Lord gives me some learning on that thing. No, he retuned it. So I'm not going to mess with it. You guys...
All right. Yeah, Let's get ready to get old now. Next 3 weeks, so anybody's got any ambition, you can forget it. Amen. There was a prayer answered. It was answered this morning. I've been praying for a banjo picker, and God didn't just send us one. It was a melody because it come alive. Amen. Lord. Amen. You know, I'm not jumping the gun here. If anybody's got a song they want to sing, I'm okay with that. I just wanted to give them an opportunity. They homeschool their children. I guess you can see already what a difference it makes. I just got blessed the way they conduct themselves, the way they've sung together. As a family, they're playing their instruments skillfully. Just a blessing. I look back there at Annabella. She was standing up the whole time they was back there playing. I guess that was some of that mama encouragement there, but I got a blessing just watching them play this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Has anybody got a special you want to sing?
I do.
Okay, good. Come on, Sister Rita. Also, Sister Rita.
Your song?
I also said to Annabella back there that if she wanted to go back there with you with the young ones, she's got a lot of young ones herself.
Okay.
That's okay to you. Y'all can go back there with the young ones. She's got some young children. If they want to go back there, she probably got about five there. But I just want to give you a heads up on that. Everybody enjoy that.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I like going to the house of God when you enjoy yourself, amen.
Amen.
They ain't near my preaching. They like getting enjoyment every now and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody picking up a banjo and I mean just going to. Now, Andy's like me. We both tried to play the banjo. We hung it in the wood. Annabella said, can I try it? Her dad said, sure, go ahead. She picks up this girl's tank. Oh, my. I stand amazed. Hallelujah. It's got to be of the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Well, I've got two requests. I hope y'all don't mind. But, my Uncle James just requested one, and then Joe wanted me to sing the song I sung last Sunday.
Bless you, Rita.
Yes, Lord.
He said,
bless your Lord.
He
got
such a blessing out of that. God bless you.
Bless you, Rita.
Use
the Lord.
He was online talking about it. He got such a blessing out of her singing that song.
Good. You know, good. He needs to be here.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
I like this church gets out beyond the four walls. We might not be a big church, but I'll tell you what, this ministry is getting bigger by the day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hold on, I'm not connected to the. I'm not connected to the. To that.
There we go. We got something now. Bless Lord Jesus.
Hi, Sue. Sue Bones is on
it. All right. Bless her, Father.
Thank you.
Jesus put it in these terms. He said, if it wasn't so, I'd tell you.
That's right.
That's pretty affirmative. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, this week, me and Sharon just went to a funeral, a lady that I cleaned for. She passed on. And she was, it was Ann. And she was ready to go.
Good.
And, you know, you're never ready to give them up, but she was tired of living.
Yeah.
So, she won't be in pain. No.
That's true. Lord, gets us weaned off this world, ready to go home, amen.
That's right.
I about had my fill in it.
Oh, I've had mine overfilled.
Thank the Lord for allowing me to be here.
Hey, man. Hey.
You know, I was laying in bed here a while back, and I said, Lord, if you just let me go
bless
with her.
Bless her.
Please, Lord, just let me get able to go back.
Woo!
And I thank God. I didn't even think I would be able to. I have to go see my great-grandson.
Bless you, Sister Joanne.
Lord.
And I just pray. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
And if y'all just keep on praying for me, I need your prayers every day.
Amen, Sister Joanne. God bless you. You are being prayed for every day. Amen.
Brighten up your patio with 50% off the spring shop at Hobby Lobby. You'll find lighting essentials.
So sorry, we did everything we could.
Bless you. Bless the Lord.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry?
Bless the Lord.
Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling?
Woo!
Cause shame's been long and stealing. You're risking for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yeah, glory.
He makes a way.
Thank you. change your life.
Yes, it will.
I needed an extreme makeover. I thought it was going to be hard, James. He done it so fast, I don't even remember. Okay.
I got one, brother.
All right. Hallelujah.
This song's been on my heart all week.
I like them like that.
And I thought, I've got to do this. I know. Everybody else has done some, but I got to do this one.
You do.
Oh, I left my glasses back there.
Hold on.
Well, now we get somebody to fetch them glasses before we look in there and you jump right on that. Amen. Friend in need, friend in need, glory to God. Thank you, Brother Andy.
I love this song here. I haven't sang it in a long time, so if I mess up, y'all just don't worry about it.
All right. Amen.
God will be leading us all home at the same time then. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Hallelujah.
Oh, this, oh my goodness.
I'd have to be the devil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to get a last lick in there.
That's right.
Yeah, I've been saying, I told you so, I told you so.
Yeah. Been preaching about you for a year.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to happen.
Got my victory. Blessing, Lord.
Hi, Sarah.
Singing, Dennis. I can't sing a lick. Amen. Thank you for the good singing. What a blessing. Oh, the young people up here. Annabella, did I get it right?
Annabelle, yep.
Annabella, Josiah, Lias. Really enjoyed that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A little jealous. I wished I'd served the Lord in my youth. I wished I'd had more time for God when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Instead of having an appetite for this world, have more interest in God. Let me say a couple things. I'm going to cut this thing in two because they just let you download so much on there. So the singing was great. We talked to Brother Charles this morning. He's going to be coming pretty soon on a Sunday night. I'll let y'all know when. I called him this morning. He's shaving. Now me, I just do the old electric shaver thing there, but I think he may have actually had to raise in the shaving cream. I don't know, but anyway, we talked a little bit, and we had a good time there, and we're hoping when he comes, we'll have a good time here. I'll be preaching tonight on heaven. And just forewarn you to be good tonight. Brace yourself this morning.
That's right, it'll be.
And we're just a messenger boy. I've told this church before. I'm just a messenger boy. I just deliver the message. Paul said, "Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel."
Yeah.
God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. He thought he could get out of it. He found out after 3 days in the belly of a whale. He decided he'd just soon go to Nineveh than stay in that whale. And he prayed out of the depths of hell. God heard him. Commanded that fish, became a limousine, spit him out on the shores, there dry land. He made his way to Nineveh. I'm just a messenger boy, I say that up front. But with all that said, turn our Bibles. Let me turn this thing. You'll be turning in your Bibles there to 2 Samuel chapter 7.